Most every house has a...
What's that?
Most every house has a front place out like that.
No, there ain't no other house but the one house across the street down there that got a little screen like that. But the, this is the only house in this neighborhood in where they have this porch like we have here. Screen all the way around, you can sit out there, there's no mosquitoes. You seen that swing I made on the side over there?
Yes,
sir. That double swing?
Uh-huh.
You ever see?
You made that?
You ever seen one like that before?
No, sir.
I want you to sit down in there before you leave, see what you think about it.
It's very nice. That's a good point. Did you ever see one that went all the way around the house, in old houses, or?
What?
One of these things.
Uh-uh. No. I got a small porch in the back, about half that size. It was as wide as that, but it's just, you know.
You want to have a good house?
Well, it's not as nice as this one. This one's well shaded too. You know, you got a lot of trees around here, don't you? Keep out.
You know. Palm tree. I planted that tree. You got four palm trees on this block.
Did you plant those?
Huh?
I did.
She planted those pecans. She planted the pecan for that tree. She planted the pecan for that big tree back there. When we first moved in here.
Yeah.
There's some of her get up about planting pecan trees.
Yeah. Now, on the farm, what sort of buildings did you have on the farm?
What's that?
When you were on the farm, in Bialuis, can you tell me about some of the buildings you had on the farm?
Shack.
Well, what we had over there is like most of all the farmers had, because we had good buildings. I would say a good building had a good house, a good, what they call a corn crib, you know, it was a house. It was as big as this house here, as wide as this, and as big as that, and as high as that. But we put our corn in. It hold about 700 barrels of corn in shuck, you know what I mean? That's about what they just hold, that corn house. And then we had, next to that, we had what they call a hay barn. Hay barn and stable. And we had two to put our plows, gears for our team, you know. That's a big roof, big building. Had a stable on one side of it where the horses. We drive our horses in there. It's big enough to take care of three horses with a big trough in there where we'd feed them, you know. Take that hay and throw it up in that rack in there so they could feed, give them the corn and everything else. Had a big door where they walk in and out of that place. Where our horses would feed, that was our stable. And then the corn, the hay barn, great big place, is high as this. We'd fill all that up with hay. You know, this time of the year, around September. And then next to that, we had another addition on the side of that where we had a, what they call a potato house, onions, potatoes. You know?
Yes.
And peas for our utility and for our seed for the following year. We had iced potatoes, had sweet potatoes, and we raised a lot of peanuts.
Yes.
We raised a lot of, we had a bunch of kids, you know, when you were all kids. My daddy planted a lot of peanuts.
Those big old ones?
With them long peanuts there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We made, every year we make at least maybe 30 barrels of peanuts we ship.
Really?
We ship to New Orleans. At least 30 barrels. Really? Besides what we save for our own use. You understand?
You know what? I've talked to a lot of people and very few people grow peanuts around here. You were one of a rare people.
Well, my daddy plant peanuts every year.
Yeah.